up Rosie's March to-dos. All goes back outdoors. If you didn't catch the beginning of the program at the 8 o'clock Outdoor Living Hour, we covered a good part of this, especially as it relates to pre-emergent, to prevent weeds from taking over your yard. It's not a one application. It's a biannual application, at least, to keep the weeds under control. It's a lot easier to spread a pre-emergent or apply a pre-emergent that is to weed eat after the fact. Last call for tomato lovers, especially with the warm. I'm not sure. I think I'd go straight to a cutling at this point instead of trying to go from seed as warm as it's been. And then pruning. March 15th in the desert floor is typically your last chance of frost. We've got 10 days before that date. I'm going to say we're probably not going to see any more frost for the desert floor, Tucson, Phoenix, Casa Grande, and you could probably go ahead and trim off your frost damage. The reason you don't want to do that ahead of time is to keep that there for frost coming up.
So it acts like their sweater.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can find all of that at rosieonthehouse.com. It is our March to-do list. We'll come out monthly with the list of things you should be doing at that particular time of year if you own a home in Arizona.
All right. Let's wrap up with
let's get Alex
last couple
in real
calls.
Quick.
Alex, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Rosie. How you doing? First-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, thanks for joining the show.
I love it. I'll be tuning in more often.
Okay, man.
Question for you. I'm a woodworker at heart, hence I have a decent Graco HVLP sprayer.
Okay.
I'm helping a buddy paint a bathroom, which I just did a skim coat over an orange peel.
Okay.
Obviously rolling can do, but I'd much prefer to just hit the trigger on the sprayer. Can I get away with spraying a kills through the HVLP with decent results?
Yeah, I believe you can, and particularly you as a woodworker that have the experience of using that particular application, you can certainly do that. Absolutely.
Awesome. And then if I could throw in a little bonus round question here. I've put in plenty of toilets. I always use the wax ring, never had any issues with it. After going to a local home improvement store, I've seen they have, lack of better terms, I don't know, fancy wax rings that have, like, plastic air bubbles around them, and they're not that much more expensive. But my question is it worth upgrading one of those simple wax rings to this fancy new toilet wax ring, or just stick with what works?
Well, you already have the toilet removed, right? This is something.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're not having to remove it to apply it. You know,
no, I'm putting in a new toilet.
You know, I have not used the new air entrained wax rings. You know, I thought it was a huge increase when they started putting the rubber baffles on the wax rings. I thought, oh yeah, boy, now we're getting fancy. But Alex, I've used the old traditional wax rings for years. It seems to me when I set a toilet and I use that ring, I'm getting, you know, a minimum of 30 years out of it, unless I want to remodel again. So I think when something works like that, unless someone at the store, or the other advice I tell people is rather than buying those kind of specialty items at big box stores where you may be talking to someone that isn't really strong in that particular trade, go to a plumbing wholesale supplier and talk to them and ask them, why specifically should I consider this over that? It seems to help a lot. Well, folks, we've certainly had our troubles behind the scenes this morning. It's been a crazy day.
You said you were helping a friend, Alex. Back to your painting. You know, you go with the air sprayer and have your friend back roll.
There you go.
You can't beat the value of a good back roll behind a spray. And
the fact that he's going over smooth wall probably diminishes that need quite as much. The most important thing is make sure you don't have any drywall dust on the wall you're spraying, because that's going to break your bond quicker than anything. But you're right. Anytime there's a texture, Romy, the back roll is absolutely better. Well, today would be one of those days that if you had paid for a premium membership of Rosie on Us, you'd have seen a lot going on behind the scenes today. It was a crazy day. We thank you for joining us. And no, we'll be back next Saturday morning. Y'all have a great week.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.